St Alfred has left its mark on not only Queensland infrastructure and agriculture, but internal trade, after dairy farmers have been forced to waste thousands of litres of milk. Flood damage to roads has halted truck deliveries to farms, ultimately forcing farmers like Julie Moore to dump more than 9,000 litres of milk at her Dorigo farm. Fortunately, farmers who are unable to deliver milk will continue to be paid by milk processor Norco in an attempt to help them get back on their feet.
Flood insurance cover has tripled in parts of southwest Queensland in the past 2 years. The Southwest Regional Organisation of Councils, backed by local federal member David Littleproud, has taken their concerns to the Insurance Council of Australia. The Insurance Council of Australia and David Littlepool are discussing potential solutions.
In national news, the Smith family has created an initiative to provide training and technology support to some of the 1.2 million students who don't have access to devices. The non-for-profit organisation provides a safeguard to children of abuse. The organisation is currently calling on Australians to donate old devices to students in need, amid data claiming that 83% of students who access a laptop see an improvement in their grades. The Smith family is also partnering with social enterprise Work Ventures to wipe the donated laptops and provide IT traineeships and support to students.
Energy prices for households and businesses are set to rise by up to 9% in New South Wales, South Australia and South East Queensland, under recommendations from the Energy Market Regulator. Chair of the Australian Energy Regulator, Claire Savage, says cost pressures have impacted every part of the network. The federal government is facing questions over whether it will continue energy bill discounts at the upcoming budget on the 25th of March.
In international news, 400 new signs have been developed by deaf British scientists, educators and sign linguists at the University of Edinburgh. Their goal is to make the discussion around the climate emergency more accessible for deaf people, especially deaf children. As such, the words chosen to be made into signs are derived from relevant GCSE and A-level classes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some expected rain. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.